Hey, do you want to make the rest of the year the best of the year? Of course, right? If so, you need to understand how the mind works because you're going to need that mind to become the person that you want to be. It's been a long time since we've really dived into the mind and really understanding how it works and talking about that. This episode that you're about to listen to is a replay from the very beginning of this podcast show. So even if you've been around from the very beginning, it's been a long time since you've heard this, most likely, unless you went back. But even so, you have grown since then, and you can view this from a completely different lens, and that's going to serve you. If you haven't been around for a while, then this is information you definitely need to hear. So I'm just going to put the replay in and trust that you are awakened by the information. Here we go.
And if you are somebody who has been thinking about what you want your life to be like most people do, at different times we think like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if this could happen, if I could live my life this way? Yet, we don't do the things that help us make that dream or vision or idea a reality for us. And the reason why has to do with how your mind works. The mental programs that you have that don't allow you to follow through to be the kind of person that you want to be. That's what we're talking about on this episode. I'm Angela Barnard, your host, and on this show, we're all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. Now, you know that you are meant for more. The question is, how do you be the kind of person that makes that thing that you keep thinking about a reality for you? So this episode, we're talking about programming your mind. And this is part one of a two-part series on programming your mind. So if you're ready to learn more about the power of your mind, stay tuned. Now, there's two parts that I really want you to understand when it comes to your brain. Just to simplify it, you have your conscious part of your mind and your subconscious part of your mind. And think of this as you have an iceberg. You know how the tip of the iceberg that you see out of the water is only just a little bit. And like below that, it's huge. And that's what really takes ships down, right? So think of the tip of the iceberg that you see as the conscious part of your mind. Small, right? Just a little bit. Where you have the rest of it all underwater that you don't see that is massive as the subconscious. Now, what really takes the ship down is what? All of the stuff that you don't see. Neuroscience has shown that most of our decisions, our actions, our emotions, and our behavior, and therefore our results, depend on the 95% of brain activity that lies beyond your conscious awareness, meaning that lies in the subconscious. Some say that even more than 95, some people even say 99% of your life comes from the programming of your subconscious mind. This is why it is so important that when it comes to setting goals, when it comes to making our dreams a reality or doing the things that make those dreams a reality, that we consider very heavily how our subconscious mind works. So the subconscious part of your mind is more animalistic, it's primal, it's all about just kind of survival. It is so much faster at processing information than the conscious, and I'll throw some numbers at you in a bit. It is basically a reservoir of feelings, thoughts, urges, and memories that are outside of your conscious awareness. So think automatic, programs, identities, beliefs, all of that is part of the subconscious. Now, when I say that it's so much faster, and basically you can think about it as stronger, it literally processes information, this is what one study said, at about 400 billion bits per second. So if you're like, what the heck are bits? Basically just think about it as like toothpicks. So imagine 400 billion toothpicks, which my mind can't even comprehend. Bringing that in per second, and this is traveling at a speed of up to 100,000 miles per hour. Now, you're going to compare this to the conscious mind, which processes only about 2,000 bits of information per second.
and it travels at about 100 to 150 miles per hour. So 400 billion versus 2,000. 100,000 miles per hour versus 100 to 150 miles per hour. So these are just numbers, I know, but you can see how much of a difference that is. That means that even when you're making decisions, your subconscious is already so much faster at kind of deciding than the conscious. So the conscious is made up of your will, your dreams, your desires. It's kind of what you're currently aware of. And this is a very small percentage, right, than the subconscious. So what happens when we kind of set goals, we do this with our conscious mind. We're like, I really want this in my life. I want to be like this, right? Meanwhile, the subconscious is running a whole different kind of program. So what more of us need to do is get our subconscious to align with our conscious. And that's where the magic happens. And we really make our dreams a reality for us versus self-sabotaging, which a lot of us do. And it is truly because of just how the mind works. We can really want something so badly, but yet our identity might not be in alignment with it, or our mental programs that we got downloaded into our mind may not be in alignment with it. You'll never outperform your hidden self-image. This is what John Azaroff, the leading mindset and behavioral researcher in the world, he's known as that. He has built, I think, 5 multi-million dollar companies. He's been in like 10 movies, a New York Times bestseller of 2 different books, and just well known in studying the mind. And this is what he says. You'll never outperform your hidden self-image. And basically, in a nutshell, he is saying, hey, if your subconscious programming is not in alignment with your desires, it's not going to happen for you. So we need to start thinking about what might be programmed into our subconscious and what do we need to program to be the kind of person that we want to be. Now, let's talk about how things get programmed into the subconscious. Now, there are 3 main ways that information gets downloaded into the subconscious mind. One is through an emotional event. So sometimes people would say through trauma. So an example would be if a veteran experienced a negative experience with bombs, and now they have a really hard time listening to fireworks and not defaulting back into that state they were in when they experienced the bombs in their life, right? So some PTSD happening. And really what that is just reprogramming due to a traumatic event. Because at one point in time, they would be totally fine around fireworks. But then something negative happened, traumatic, with a lot of emotion involved in it, that caused the reprogramming to happen. Sometimes people will use emotion to reprogram. Like, I've heard of people wanting to get rid of a habit, and they would do that habit, and then right away they would make themselves like eat a can of dog food or something. I know that sounds crazy, but they really wanted there to be a strong negative association that was linked to that habit. That way their brain wouldn't desire it anymore, right? So they were reprogramming there. Some other examples might be if you've heard of someone having a bracelet on and like kind of like snapping it or a rubber band on their wrist when they do something that they don't want to do. That's an example of using emotion to reprogram or to download information. Now, a second way is through repetition. This is something that I talk a lot about. And anything that you repeat gets programmed. I'm going to talk more about this and probably repeat it. So we'll come back to that. And then the third way is through rewiring by doing something like hypnosis. And I know that hypnosis can get a bad rep because a lot of times when we think about hypnotizing someone, we think about someone doing a show on stage where they're like, bawk like a chicken, you know, quack like a duck, that kind of thing. But no, like you actually can, in a sense, hypnotize yourself. And how you do that is by actually being in the theta brainwave state. And that's the state that actual trained hypnotherapists take people into to do some reprogramming. And we pass through that state at different times in our lives. And I'm going to talk more about that in this series.
A good way that you can see what kinds of programs that you might be, I guess, have downloaded in your mind is by looking at the results that you have. Because if you don't have the results that you want, it's because the programs aren't in alignment. So if you are somebody who maybe doesn't have the income level that you would want to have, then it's probably because you don't have the programs of someone at a higher income level. Meaning that at a subconscious level, you might not believe that you're worthy of having that kind of income. Or there's certain beliefs that you got maybe from childhood that don't line up with the kind of income level that you want to have, right? So there's a lot that is involved with the subconscious. By the time we are the age of 7 or 8, we have already a solid foundation of beliefs based on all the programming that we've gotten from other people in our lives or television shows we watched or other environmental things because of how our brain is operating at those stages, like 7-ish and under. Our brain primarily tends to be at a state called the theta brainwave state. And without going into too much detail, this is the same kind of state that hypnotherapists will bring people into to help them kind of reprogram their mind because it's so programmable. And this is why you can see like kids learn information so quickly. Like I have a nephew who's 3 and it's like you could just teach him something and it's like immediately he's repeating back what you just did. And it's because the subconscious is so powerful and it's downloading those programs because we're born with no programs, no beliefs, none of that stuff. We get that from our environment, from people, and we get it to help us survive. Now, that's what I mean with the subconscious is all about survival. It's kind of like, it's just like an app, if you will, that's downloaded on your phone that is causing something to happen. I've heard Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's well known in the field of biology and genetics, I've heard him describe it as kind of like a recorder and it just plays back whatever was recorded on it. Now, how have things been programmed onto the subconscious? Well, I just gave you an example that under the ages of 7-ish, when we're operating at that state, when our brain is kind of at that theta brainwave state, it's programmable. So things have been downloaded at that peak time. I forget who said this, but they said, give me a boy at the age of 7 and I will tell you the man he is going to be. And that has to do with the programming that's already there. So we still go through those kind of theta brainwave states. So that's one way of looking at programming and what we're downloading into our subconscious is like, what are we doing during those times? So right before we fall asleep, when we're in that kind of druggy kind of state, and then right when we wake up, that's when we're passing through theta. And those are often the times, like think about it, right before you fall asleep, like where you start to think of all your worries, or maybe you scroll through something or you watch something that maybe doesn't serve you. And that's the time that programming is happening. So just being more mindful of what you're doing during that time could really help with what you're putting, downloading into the subconscious. And I'll share more about that when I get into the strategies. Let's talk about the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Do Not. Now, this book was one of the best-selling financial books in history. In a nutshell, this book is really about mind programming. The author discusses how a rich dad thinks and behaves, and then how a poor dad thinks and behaves. And then he decided which one he wanted to be like. Now, what happens here is basically he decided which kind of programs he wanted to download. The thoughts, the beliefs, the identities, how he acts. And then because he adopted that of the rich dad, he became rich himself. This is an example of how someone was intentional about the programs they wanted to download. Now, let me give you another example of how programming can impact people. Now, we know, and you've probably heard this, that people who have been abused are more likely to abuse their children. And it's, I think the stats I read recently was that if you've been abused, you are about 4 times more likely to abuse your child. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to abuse their child if they experience that. And I say the reason that those that don't continue to keep that cycle of abuse flowing is because they've done some legit reprogramming. That's why. And they've been conscious, like, I don't want to be that way. And then they made sure that their subconscious aligned up with it. And those that have continued the cycle of abuse, I believe it's because they didn't do the alignment part. Maybe they didn't get aware that, whoa, I have some of these programs and is this even what I want? And who do I need to be like? If we don't become conscious of what we want and actively work to change the current programs that are not in alignment with what we want, we will just continue to default to the program that has been downloaded. The same thing with the cycle of poverty. The same thing with the cycle of people going in and out of prison. Like, you always hear the cycle. When people are saying that, it's because of the programming, the subconscious that's involved and how powerful it is. Also, people who have been abused as a child, like let's say women that are abused as a child, are more likely to be with people that are also abusers. And the reason for this is because of, again, that's the programming, the familiarity of it. Not like I like to be abused, but really the subconscious is like, this is my identity. This is what I'm used to. And remember, the brain works really hard to maintain that identity, that program. But this can be really good news, because if we're intentional about the programming that we want to have and we really are able to download the programs that we want, if you want to think of it that way, then we will know that our mind will actively work to make sure we keep that program. And if it's things that we really want to keep, then awesome. You know, if those habits that we really want to develop, it gets easier with time. So think about it as like when you first learned to drive, you know, you had to be very aware of what you were doing. It took more of your energy. And then you got to the point where you've been driving for years and years and years that you don't really need to think about it so much, especially when you're on your way to work, going back to that scenario. Now, how cool would it be if we could make some of the habits that we want to have automatic? If we could let the subconscious work to keep that program running, because we know how strong it is, how much it'll work on that. It's just a matter of being able to program what it is that we want and to become more aware of what it is that we don't want and start to notice, huh, I have some programs around that. I have some habits around that that may not serve you. So just analyzing my own life, I know that I have some programs that are not in alignment with what I desire, because that's why the desires haven't really came to be. And I know there's some stuff around my beliefs around income. And I think that comes from growing up in poverty and what I've heard about how money is, you know, hard to come by, or like, you need to work hard to make more money. A lot of people have some blocks around money, and that is due to some programming. Now, I have watched my income grow and grow over the years, and it's been because I've been actively working on reprogramming. I've looked at people who have the kind of life that I want, and I've tried to think like them, be like them. Really, like, I've programmed their thoughts and the similar habits, which caused me to get to where I am now. And there's ways that you can program the thoughts and beliefs that some of the people that you admire actually have. Because I'll tell you right now, if you want to make more money, and you're looking at someone that has the income level that you want to have, I want you to see, do they think like you do now around money? Like, do they believe like you do now around money? And the answer is no, because if they did, they would be where you're at. So I'll tell you, like, just from my experience, the people that I admire, they're not thinking that money is so hard to come by. They're not thinking that you have to work so hard to make more money. They're not. That's not what they say. That's not what they think. And that's why they have the results that they have. they have a completely different program downloaded. There are so many different goals and dreams that we have. But with all of them, what you need to do is download the right programs. And in a sense, you really need to operate like the kind of person who already has that. You need to act like right now, like you're that kind of person now. So the example I always give is like, if you want to be a healthy, fit person, and maybe you don't identify as that now, then what do? Is you look at those that have what it is you desire. They have some programs that have created those results. Like they think a certain way. You know, then that causes them to behave a certain way. I know someone recently who just lost a ton of weight, and she did this by thinking and acting like those that have gone before her and who have lost the weight too and are now at a weight that they're really proud of. She changed the way she looked at food even. She viewed it as fuel versus just something that you do as enjoyment. Because she realized the ones that were at the level that she wanted to be at, that's how they thought about food. All right, so you have some homework before I give you the strategies that you can use to reprogram your mind to be who you want to be. So the first step is to pay attention to how you're thinking and what your habits are. Let's start with looking at what's happening during your theta brainwave time, like before you're going to bed, when you're about to fall asleep, and when you first wake up. What's going on at that time? What are you thinking? And is there things that you're doing that might not be in alignment with who you want to be? I started doing this and I realized I did a lot of the scrolling during those peak times. And I also thought a lot of thoughts that really just didn't serve me. And I would believe them in the morning. And no wonder why I had anxiety in the morning was because I was like, oh, you're already behind. You need a rush and all of that. Now that stuff was on repeat. That's the kind of programs that I had going. So I want you to check and see what are yours at that specific time. So anything that you repeat, you program. So anything that's done over and over, just like that driving incident, driving to work, the same way, it starts to become automatic. The subconscious deals with it and takes it over. You don't got to think about it. I want you to look at habits that you might have that you have programmed that you might not want to have. Here's one that a lot of people have around scrolling through social media, just picking up their phone and mindlessly scrolling when they're around people. When it's not something like consciously, like that's not the kind of person they want to be, the person that's always distracted by their phone, yet they've developed a program around it, a habit around it. And maybe that even has even gone to the level of there's always on their phone that they're not actually going out and creating the work that they want to create into the world, right? Or doing the things on their heart because they have this other program downloaded that's not in alignment with who they want to be. I always say, whatever you practice, you get good at. So whatever you do over and over, you're practicing, you're getting good at it, you're actually programming it. You're making it automatic so you don't need to think about it anymore. That's what's happening with the subconscious because it thinks that that's what you want to keep doing. Now, think about some habits that people have that don't serve them. So here are some examples of maybe practicing overeating, practicing eating really unhealthy, practicing not exercising and just chilling and watching Netflix, practicing arguing with their significant other. Like they may not want to get really good at this, but the subconscious may start to think if it's happening over and over that, whoa, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And if it thinks that, it will start to send the urges that make you default to doing that. Now, pay attention to what are some of the things that are on repeat for you. Next episode, we'll go into the different ways you can reprogram your mind. If you like this episode, please make sure to show the love, leave a review, share it with a friend. Come find us on Instagram at Intentional Mind Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and have an awesome week.